And so we're going to start this the way that Tyler always does, even though I always make it really awkward. So just bear with me. Just by the power invested in me, I hereby call this meeting of the Friendly Town City Council to order. To say it with me. Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! That was great. That went way better than I thought it could. So, for those of you, I should explain what the fuck's going on. This is the second half of the portion of the show, Friendly Town. It's a world-building show where we come up with comedy around a theme. Some weeks it's improvised, some weeks it's skittish. This week's, we got monologues in the style of giving thanks and in the appropriate mood of the season. Our comics tonight are going to come up. And just in all earnestness and with no sarcasm or irony or ill will whatsoever, give thanks for things that we appreciate. And so I'm going to begin. I'd like to thank Chum Village as the mayor of Friendly Town. Our rivals, Chum Village, I'd like to thank them for sucking so much because they provide us many laughs over the years. It's a great service to our town. I'd like to thank our prostitute foremothers. For those of y'all who don't know the history of Friendly Town, Friendly Town was genuinely the name of the red light district underneath what is now the James White Parkway, just down the street, where ladies of the night would render their services to lonely, weary men in need of reassurance that everything was going to be okay in the face of things like the Depression, looming world war, race crises. They did a great service. And people said you couldn't found a whole town on a solely prostitution-based economy. But they proved them wrong. People said, how are we going to raise ourselves? How are you going to raise a city full of illegitimates? No father figures in the town. But we raised ourselves, damn it. Like a pack of wolves. But like little baby wolves with the arms instead of four legs. It was weird. We would discipline, all right? We'd all get in a circle and spank each other for being bad kids. And it worked, surprisingly. I'm grateful that Tyler's not here so that we don't have to put up with his cool dad with a record collection demeanor. Your music sounds like dust, Dad. You're not fooling anybody in that tie. I'm grateful for everybody's here tonight. That's genuine. I actually am really grateful for everybody come out tonight. This is a great crowd. A lot of good, funny people in the audience in participation. Some people, funny. Not coming up in here being funny, but I know they're funny in their normal lives, and I appreciate them for that. You don't have to come up. You can appreciate someone's humor even if they're not doing it in a self-gratifying way. Some people are just funny to be nice, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for Boo the Piss Goblin for teaching my no good kids a lesson every winter season. Boo the Piss Goblin comes into your kids' bedrooms in the night, and if they've been bad that year, he pees in their shoes. Sometimes, if my kids are being extra bad halfway through the year, I fill in for Boo the Piss Goblin just to make sure they don't forget. Thankful for boogers, for providing a surprisingly ingenuitive mechanism for trapping dust in my nose so it doesn't get in my lungs. And for also being a refreshing snack that's just there for me anytime I need it. Clinton, trying to hate on people for picking their noses, eating their booger. You try to break a habit that you didn't learn was bad till you were 15. 15 years of conditioning, Clinton. Now I live like a shameful leper, picking my nose in the dark, deepest crevices of the alleys of society.
Booger Jesus.
I'm going to start a church. Church of Booger Jesus. Nobody's going to get mad at me. Thankful for my cat, Napkin. He's been a good boy. I moved houses this week, and Napkin's been a real trooper about it. He's been pretty nice. He's been getting along real well. We're still cuddling. He's still eating. He hadn't peed on anything yet. So that's good. Thankful for my cat, Susie, for having three legs. Because she was not cool about the move, but she's easier to wrestle with only three legs. So it was pretty easy to get her in the carrier, so I'm glad for that. I'm thankful for my ex-girlfriend who left me after 4 years of being together, going through grad school together, because it turns out she wanted children and I didn't. And that was an irreconcilable difference. Meanwhile, she's left me with her cat Susie three different times while in between jobs. So I'm glad that she's got her life together and she's really fostering the responsibility you need to take care of another living being by dumping off her cat on me all the time. I tell her that you can't do that with real kids, but you kind of can, so I'm not going to give her a hard time for it. Thankful I'm not on fire right now. You know, some things we take for granted. And if you're ever having a bad day, just look around and be like, I could be on fire. Sometimes that makes it better. I don't know. I've had days where I would rather be on fire, I think. Thankful for those days, too. I don't know where I'm going, though. Thankful for vinegar, for making pickles possible. And also for helping me get cat piss smell out of my old apartment. Because it's everywhere, apparently. Things you don't know about furniture, you can pee underneath it. And it'll just sit there for years, baking into the hardwood. You ever try to refinish a hardwood floor that's been pissed on? Neither have I. It's my landlord's problem. Anyway. All right. What else I have left to be thankful for before I get our first comic up here? Thankful I don't have to visit my family this year for the second year in a row. Excited about that. It's not that my stepmom's not a good cook. I just really don't like having to pretend that I like all these people just so I can get a meal. It seems kind of like a lot. So I'm just glad that I don't have to do that this year, you know? I mean, their kids want to come up and talk to me and show me things. I don't even remember their names. I'm not trying to be ironic. I'm genuinely thankful that I don't have to I get so anxious talking to my stepfamily. It's very weird. You're supposed to pretend that this other family is, you're cool with them just because your dad fucked their mom. It's kind of, they're like 50 something. It's weird. You know, I don't know how to celebrate that. Meanwhile, I go back to the rest of my family and my mom lives with 9 cats by herself and my sister and her 2 kids. My nephew, I think he's got Asperger's. He likes to watch unboxing videos of vacuum cleaners on YouTube. I don't know how to interact with this kid. What the fuck am I gonna show? Nothing I show him is cooler than an unboxed vacuum cleaner. So I'm thankful I don't have to see him this year. I'll be thankful if no one in my family listens to the podcasted version of the show where I just said all this stuff. I think I'm going to wrap it up with that. With that said, let's bring up our first citizen of Friendly Town. Who, surprisingly, this is going to be kind of crazy. You won't believe this, you guys, but apparently Steven Spielberg is here tonight, according to the ledger here. We are being graced by none other than filmmaking genius Steven Spielberg. And I tell you what, I sure am interested to see for what he gives thanks, everybody. So please, hands together for Steven Spielberg, for real. He's a real celebrity. who may or may not be in this room right now to come claim their spot. Is Steven Spielberg, this, am I being pranked right now? Is Steven Spielberg in the room?
He must have left.
I just got fucking trolled in real life. You guys. Where's Rickroll when you need it? Alright, so Steven Spielberg's not actually, I guess he doesn't have much to be thankful for. Like, what? God damn it. Any others? We missing anybody else? I got two new spots on the docket if anybody wants some time, apparently. No, your next person here. Regular friendly town. We're always glad to see you around. Please give it up for Beth, everybody.
If you're a germaphobe, here's a tip. Keep a beer can in your right hand. You don't ever have to shake hands with anybody. It's awesome. So 'tis the season to be thankful, and I am thankful for many things this year. I'm thankful for plaid, because it covers up a lot. I'm thankful for beer, because it covers up a lot. I'm thankful for Franz Greiter. I know that name. I didn't hear any applause, so I'll let you know. He was a chemist for L'Oreal in the 1960s, came up with a useful commercial version of sunscreen. So pale people in the room, Franz Greiter. Alyssa. Yes. Another name that I'm thankful for. Thankful for a guy named Sondgren, who in 1917 got a patent on a zipper. I wish I'd looked up for the guy that invented elastic, because I'm going to eat some pie Thursday. I don't know about you. But I think in the past couple of weeks, the most obscure name that I'm thankful for that I'm going to trot out tonight, this bit sponsored by Wikipedia, is a engineer by the name of Giorgetto Giudario, who designed the Volkswagen Golf Mark I. And the reason that that's relevant is that I drive a 2017 Volkswagen Golf, which is currently sitting at Reeder Chevrolet to be repaired. Which I didn't know Chevy repairs Volkswagen, but if that saves me any money, I'm good with that. But the reason that my car is at Reeder is a good thing that it's not sitting in a scrapyard somewhere. And I'm real thankful to be here because a couple of weeks ago, I had the luck of going to Asheville, North Carolina to see one of my favorite bands perform at the U.S. Cellular Center, a band named Alt-J. Yeah. And that was amazing. I've followed them for, you know, a couple of years now, and they are now on their third album. They're super awesome anyway. Not here to advertise for them because I paid for my tickets. But that's a, you know, it's a drive from Knoxville to Asheville, but my friend was with me, and, you know, we'd made the trek out, went out afterward. I didn't really want to feel like, I didn't feel like drinking. I was too high on the experience of the music. So we drove back. I drove, and about 12:30, driving through the mountains of Western North Carolina. I didn't need my GPS because I know that route pretty well, but never in my life do I wish more that I had heard the phrase bear left. Because going at about 60 miles an hour from North Carolina to Tennessee, there was a bear that came across the highway, the interstate, from the left. And it did not stop until my car stopped it at 60 miles an hour, mind you, and I'm standing in front of you. The bear would not be standing here. It did not make it. And, you know, I have a conscience, and that's real good, and I can tell you that, but I also have a bear tattoo, which I'm now really, really rethinking. You can laugh at that, because I'm seriously, like, I'm rethinking it. But long story short, my car did not get totaled, so I still have that $400 a month payment for the next 60 years. But it's getting fixed. And yeah, state troopers are cool to talk to when you've only had water to drink. It's good to remember. But when you're so nervous and so upset that you just hit a bear and you just threw up on the side of the road, and then you think, does he think I threw up because I'm drunk? Do I say, sir, I only threw up because I hit a bear and I have a bear tattoo? Do you need to see my bear tattoo, officer? Do you? But, you know, he didn't ask to see that, and he wasn't that cute, so I didn't show him. But, you know, GPSs are good. I don't know if that instruction would have been in there, but, yeah, that's what I'm thankful for. Sunscreen, zippers, and the guy that designed the Volkswagen Golf.
All right, everybody, give it up for Beth again. I just want to say, Beth, you can hang on to that bear tattoo, all right? You earned it, okay? I don't know anybody else toe-to-toe to bear and survived, okay? Personally, anyway. Personally. I've seen a couple on, like, the History Channel or whatever when it's like that. I was bitten or I was attacked show, and they don't come out looking as good, all right? So be glad you earned that bear tattoo. Next time you see someone else with a bear tattoo, be like, oh, really? Do you ever kill a bear? Really? No? Cool. Cool tattoo. No, it's sweet. No, hang on to it. You did all right. Well, I am sad for the bear, unfortunately. What are you going to do? Next person on the stage, I'm pretty sure, has never killed a bear. But we love her anyway, you know? I mean, not all of us have yet had our rite of passage in Friendly Town where we have to wrangle a bear as to become part of the community permanently. Most people don't make it, unfortunately, right? So this is what's left of Friendly Town. We started with a lot more. Unfortunately, the bears usually get the better of us. So good luck to our next city council member, if and when she does reach that point eye to eye with the beast. But in the meantime, we're excited to see what she's thankful for. I'll give it up for Pamela Langston, everybody. Give it up for Pamela Langston.
Hey, what's up? So, there's a lot of shit to be thankful for. I found out today that there's a country singer named John Langston, and I'm thankful I've never heard any of his music. Real thankful. I got shown a picture of him, and he's real hot. So he must be a lot of fun to watch, but not so great to listen to. I have never come toe-to-toe with a bear. There hasn't been a bear in my unit yet, but fingers crossed, Knoxville's getting hairier. I have a kid, and I know you're like, oh God, she's gonna talk about her kid. I am, sorry. It's my time. But I am thankful for him because he's the most irreverent and just like, you know, middle finger to the world, 12-year-old. And yet everybody loves him. And like, I was driving him home because I have joint custody. Yay. I was driving him home to his father's house. And he fell asleep in my car, and I'm driving, and I heard a sound that sounded like somebody opened a cabinet, and all the Tupperware lids slid out and hit the floor. That was my son farting. And then it was horrible, and I had to open the window, and when I opened the window, it woke him up, and he went, "Woo! That feels great!" And he's just so... This is a child that at 4 years old was wrestling with his father, and I walked into the room, and he was in his underpants sitting on my ex-husband's face, yelling, "I'm teabagging Dada, and I like it." That's my ex-husband's fault. He should never have told him that it was called teabagging. And I don't know why we've never gotten any calls from the school. Because he knows about like a bunch of weird ass shit. I want to tell you that I'm thankful for Facebook stalking. It saved me. I know it's not cool. I know we're supposed to pretend that we don't like try to research everybody that we come into contact with and who piques our interest, but we do. And it'll save your ass sometimes. Save me from going on a second date with a flat earther. Yeah, I talk about dodging fucking bullets. And also, I found out that that a guy that I had said that I would go out with actually had a complete rotten set of teeth. It did not save me from going on a date with two genuine Nazis. Not at the same time. You know, I mean, that sounds like a rip-roaring Aryan good time, but I'm not into that. But one had a swastika tattoo, and he just managed to kind of push his sleeve up a little bit, and I was like, "Oh man, I've got a headache. I'm gonna have to go home." And the second, I told that I liked dark beer, and he said, "Well, as long as you don't like dark men." Yeah, and I had to confess that I did, actually. It's because I'm a very white lady. I like contrast. And I like different points of view, non-racist different points of view. But you'll see I'm still in my work clothes. I race down here from work to eat cookout and come up here and talk to you people. So thankful to all of you for listening. And I am very thankful for my job because it puts me into constant contact with people who ask me really outlandish things like, can you give me that medicine a little closer to my heart so I'll get more of a high? And they just have no shame about it. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I can. Thank you. You guys have been awesome.
I'll give it one last time for Pamela Langston, everybody. I want to be in her ER. She gets you fucked up, dog.
I don't do drugs, so there's lots left over.
Sometimes it's just fun to babysit, you know, just kind of watch other people and live vicariously through them, you know. Who knows how many contact highs you've had in the ER just from being around people on boinked out of their brains on who knows what kinds of painkillers and this, that, and the other. Man, it sounds like a gig. Tell you what, now I think about it. Anyway, next person come up. I wonder what they're thankful for. Not the Tennessee Vols, as we've learned. Well, not Tennessee football, I should say more specific. I might be spoiling his. I don't know what I'm doing. I'll give it up for the very thankful Trey Carpenter, everybody.
Okay, my name is Trey Carter Carpenter. So first of all, I'm thankful, first and foremost, for Jesus Christ. I don't know why that's funny, but it's okay. Like, I'm all about everyone's making jokes about Jesus Christ, and I am all about, but I'm also all about the Dalai Lama. And I'm thankful for the massive progress that we as a society are making to recognize Tibetan Buddhism and the Tibetan state, right? Like, that should get that should get cleared up pretty soon, and I'm thankful for like all the good the good shit. I signed up for this spot because I didn't think I would get on the first one. So I'm thankful for St. Thomas Ledoux, St. Ledee, St. Thomas Ledon't. He is killing it as host tonight. I wish that he would host every night. Although, this is my first time doing stand-up comedy. I am thankful for my comedic inspirations, which are first and foremost Norm Macdonald. Second foremost, I know that one's true. secondly, Bill Cosby. I also greatly respect the life and work. Somebody who proves that you, as a straight white male, can do anything is the fantastic comedian Al Franken. I think I'm thankful for my dear friend Monica Miller, who came out here to watch comedy tonight. And if any of you, and I fucking mean any of you, still think, if you still believe in that backwards ass way of thinking, that Polacks are somehow inferior to the rest of the white spectrum, I would encourage you to spend some time with and get to know some actual, real Polacks. I'm also thankful for King's Beauty Supply on West Magnolia Avenue, without which, first of all, if you think you're too good to go to West Magnolia Avenue, you're wrong. And I think that you should do it. You know that technically the Knox Public House is on Magnolia Avenue, and you can't just cross the fucking street to go to King's Beauty Supply. I'm thankful for them, because without them, I would not have this fucking awesome wig. The ladies there are like so cool, and they don't act like you're the first white dude that they've seen, because you're not. You have like and lastly, I'm thankful for, and let me preface this by saying it's totally cool to be gay, but I'm not gay. But I am thankful for the body of Josh Lampley. I'm thankful for his joke, if that's what you want to call it, about his first sexual experience. That actually made me smell cum. It was like a multi-sensory, like that's when you know that somebody's telling a good story. I would also like to thank Clinton Ricks for putting the image in my mind of a three-way. with him and Alyssa Miller, who I am thankful for. Who I'm thankful for. For accepting my friend request yesterday. on Friendster. You thought you had me. And I had one more. I'm thankful for I think you all can understand that I'm thankful for the University of Tennessee for opening my mind to a set of liberal ideas that I would not have, even though they're like number 5 on the worst to gay people. That sucks. I'm sorry to the I'm sorry to the gay people, but I would not have had this educational experience had I stayed in Orinago, Missouri. My name's Trey Carter Carpenter, and happy fucking Thanksgiving. Stay awoke.
All right, I'm pretty sure woke was not in the lexicon in 1997, okay? Nobody said woke. What would they have said? I don't know. Reference fail. Sorry, you guys. Our next city council member, though, has no problem making obscure references to some things, mostly NASCAR. He's also your bartending mayor, and long-time original member of this community. I'll give it up for Mr. Todd Lewis, everybody.
I am thankful that Martin Truex Jr. won the championship, because I think it's inarguable that he had the best season. I'm also thankful for beer, because I'm having oral surgery tomorrow, so I can't drink tonight. And all night I've just been looking at the Coors like it's a lemonade pitcher and the August heat, just like all night. But anyway, all right, is everybody ready for this? Da, 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 da. Okay. I'm here to give thanks. I'd like to thank death, the cold, unfeeling touch of death's hand, which will free all of us from our suffering, and equally destroy us all, forcing us from this hostile an unending universe, this endless search for comfort and fleeting happiness, the conclusion of desire, delivery from regret, unraveling of bitterness and restlessness. I'm also thankful for Gravy Train's smash album, Hello Doctor, whose relentless hit after hit has provided me with a welcomed distraction from the misery of being. I would like to thank the University of Tennessee's fan speculation and opinion of who the next football coach should be. Their constant failed hopes, dissatisfaction and obsession with trying to force an unfitting cog into a machine. It mirrors my own unsuccessful attempts at human relationships. I am thankful for puppies. Puppies who lose their innocence and become dogs on their quickened and inevitable walk around the block to unbeing. Like watching my own journey, but in fast forward with no dialogue. I am thankful for Dairy Queen's Lemon Lime Arctic Rush, which is pretty perfect. I am thankful to have grown up when I did and got to see Dan Marino's spectacular run with the Miami Dolphins, which ended without him ever winning a championship, teaching me the lesson that effort and talent do not always ensure success. But ultimately, even if we're the best there's ever been, in the end of the day, we're all just throwing dice in a in a dark room. And taking credit for the numbers when we win, subject to the whims and GMs of teams that we don't play for. And finally, alarm clocks, whose siren sound make me search my mind to see if there's a reason to get out of bed today. I've been Todd Lewis. Thank you all.
Take it up for general failure. Todd Lewis, everybody. No, we're all proud of Todd. He's doing good. He's doing the Lord's work back there. Anyway, your next city council member is hiding somewhere, I think.
I'm here, you dumb fuck.
So I'm gonna, with no further ado, I'm gonna bring out the ever polite Count McBoston, everybody. Do you need help up the stairs?
Fucking fine, you damn kids. Jesus Christ, you young whippersnappers. I can't wait to breed all your stupid clones out. Hello, good evening. Good evening. My name is Cown McBoston. This is my first chance to actually get out here to one of the town meetings. I thank you for being patient. Some of you who may have kept up with Friendly Town, remember me. I am the local bioengineer and secret mad scientist out in the wastelands. Finally got myself out here. Some of you may have remembered some of my wonderful creations that sort of, ran amok around town about a year ago. First, I want to be thankful that no one sued over that. Thank you very much for not suing me over the terrible genetic mutations which went rampaged around town and made love on top of the sheriff's car. I want to come out to speak with all of you and say that I'm very thankful for the wonderful funding that our local government has been giving to our research lab out in the waste. We thank you very much for that. With all of your help, we have been able to engineer a new strain of carnivorous bird, which should take care of some of the stray cat problems around town, I do believe. We are already preemptively working on a new creature to take care of the carnivorous bird problem. So we thank you again for all of your wonderful taxpayer money that goes to my research. We also what is that shithole next door? I can never remember their damn names.
What? Fab Sandwich? What? Chum Village.
Chum Village, those fuckers. Thank you very much to Chum Village for donating several of their pets for DNA harvesting. They are more than willing to give up some of their pets, not the people. We don't work on human testing out there. No, we do not do that. I want to thank the people of Friendly Town for keeping your sewers very nice and clean, for us to move some things through the city. There's a big problem nowadays with people flushing things you shouldn't be flushing, and I want to thank the people of Friendly Town for using proper recycling receptacles and not creating fatbergs in the sewers, which allows the enlarged crocodiles to move freely about the town. But that's neither here nor there. We do want to thank all of our volunteers who have come forward over the past few weeks. Some volunteering from locally, some volunteering from the local prison. Volunteers, we'll call them that. Yes, that's right. We thank you for all of the wonderful resources again. I do promise from the bottom of my heart and the bottom of my research team's heart, once the carnivorous birds have taken care of the stray cats, We will definitely make sure they are part turkey, so it will be perfect for the feast coming up here in just a few days. So we thank you very again for having us out, and thank you very much for not suing. Because you know it's the taxpayer, it's your money you'd be paying with to sue us for your money back anyway. So don't worry about it. Thank the government for everything they've done, and that has been my time. But Mr. DeLuna, take this goddamn microphone. Thank you.
President crotchety mad scientist, Mr. Cown McBawson, everybody. In no way related to Mr. Boston McCown, the host of the Open Door comedy show every Wednesday at Scruffy City Hall. Not the same person, so don't go to that other show to support him, because it wouldn't be the same. You shouldn't even... It's a waste of your time. No. This next person, I'm thankful for their good attitude every week. I'm kind of serious, though. He's usually a cheery guy. I'm excited to see what our next city council person has himself to be thankful for, besides Jesus. We did already cover that, so you can't do that one again. You gotta come up with something. I mean, I guess you could still be thankful for it. I guess it doesn't stop the thanks that Jesus has to happen every week. He has to hear it every week, doesn't he? Who are you thankful for? You, Jesus. That's right! Sorry, I'm being a dick. All right, there you all go. For good Christian Clint Ricks, everybody.
Take that back. I only believe in one Lord and Savior, and that's Booger Jesus. That shit right. Thank you to Booger Jesus and his nostrils. That's all I got. And noses. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to... I'm sorry, Alyssa. Just one pun with that. Let's see what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for Pikachu, for always believing in himself, keeping it real. Ash Ketchum for teaching me how to put my hat on backwards. Gucci Man for getting a tattoo of an ice cream cone on his face but still making it in life. I feel like never let that limit you. Do whatever you want. Cat Williams for making an astonishing comeback after like losing in a fight with a like literal child. I don't know if anyone saw that. Oh, Booger Jesus is on here again. Can't forget about him. Keeping our fingers in the right place. God in general, right? For just creating us during the time where incognito tabs are a thing. Like, come on, man. Come on. Look. If we all died right now, that incognito tab would save your life. All right. See, I guess I'm the only honest one tonight, right? Some private tabs on the phones right now. That's all good. Know what you're doing after this. Going to look at Arby's commercials. So, shout out to flip phones, right? Thankful for flip phones. Strange time in our lives. I was broke. I couldn't get a Motorola Razr. My mom would try to fool me. She'd give me and my brother little candy phones that you shook. I was 13. Share it with your friends. Oh, and you know, thank you to Friendly Town for giving me the courage to wear this hat in public, even though I dress like the only adult who believes in kids who look like me. So thank you guys. Appreciate it. That's all I got.
All right, thank you. Give it up again for Clinton Ricks, everybody. Thankful. And more importantly, let's not forget to always praise Booger Jesus, all right? As he reminded us, we should always, every moment, anytime you're blessed with good fortune, praise him. Praise Booger Jesus. If you want success in your life, all you got to do is put it in the hands of Booger Jesus. And he'll hand you back a handful of boogers. And then you know what to do with those boogers. You know the gospel of Booger Jesus.
Offer them up.
Call my bluff up here. All right. Your next city council member... I'm also thankful for his body, as we've already covered. As I'm sure there's more than just two of us in here, okay? Thankful for this man's what I assume are abs I've never seen, but I can imagine, okay? At what point does this actually become sexual harassment? Maybe I should... Does this count as a workplace if everyone's volunteering to be here? I don't know. Almost said no. No, that is the wrong attitude. That is... We're trying to get past that mentality, all right? With the, on that note, I'm going to stop and bring to the stage City Council Member Josh Lampley, everybody.
Thanks, guys. That's just to, like, you know, the two or three people who shouted me out. I appreciate it. I didn't know if tonight's giving of thanks was supposed to be scripted or planned in any way. I was informed when I arrived here that it kind of was. But luckily, my mind is like a steel trap. And by steel trap, I mean a Kit Kat on a mouse trap. That's what my grandma used to call steel traps. Try to test if you would steal from her or not. I'm thankful for tissues, for being like shitty toilet paper. But I'm also thankful for tissues because juggling practice. None of y'all juggled tissues? Okay. That's why I'm better than you, so put in the fucking work. I'm thankful to ads. Advertisements, you don't hear that often. I'm thankful to advertisements because they let me know what I shouldn't buy. Because if your company is more worried about finding ways to trick me into buying what you're making, rather than just making something good, I'm not interested. Luckily, Levi's doesn't have commercials on TV land, so I bought this shirt too. I'm thankful to sports because they allow you to have a perfectly acceptable excuse to get real drunk during the day. And I'm especially thankful to NASCAR for being the only sport that allows you to get drunk in the middle of the sport. And I don't just mean whilst the sport happens. I mean in the middle of the sport. There's people getting fucked up in there. And their RVs. I'm thankful for RVs because without them I never would have thought of Florida Batman. If you missed Florida Batman, too bad. You'll never know what I'm talking about. I'm thankful for lying. Because otherwise, I wouldn't have anything to say right now. I'm also I'm thankful for Thanksgiving because the people that get really upset about others not liking Thanksgiving, I can go ahead and bet those are people I don't want to hang out with. Oh, you're super excited about a big meal? CC's Pizza, $6. And they only yell at you when you get there rather than the whole meal. I'm thankful to one of the earlier comics from 1997 for sarcastically wearing boots. I was totally on the same page. Only douches wear boots. I'm thankful for this hat because when I flip it around, you know that I'm supposed to be a different character. I'm glad you guys were all already on board with that. You didn't even laugh. It's perfect. I'm also thankful for my troop. Not like an improv troop, just what St. Thomas calls me and my friends. Yeah, I don't know if we're solving mysteries or putting on a show, but we're together, and that's all that matters. And I want to single out one person in particular in my troop who holds a very special place in my heart. Clinton Ricks. I want to thank Clinton for reminding me that Out of the Box was a show I used to watch. He's dressed like the dude right now from Out of the Box. I don't know how I came up to give thanks and ended up roasting my friend. But that's what Thanksgiving's all about. The troop is over. I've just broke up the troop. Finally, I'm thankful for mic stands. Because without them, I would have neither an intro nor a closer to anything I do on stage. And I'm also thankful for them because they're retractable and more things in life should be that way. Thank you very much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Speaking of things retracting, this is the troop over the course of your set, just slowly. Just the troops, no more. All right, you guys ready for your last city councilman before we call this meeting of the Friendly Town City Council to order or to close before we all take off for the holidays? We'll be back next week, though. Next Monday, you can also catch us, our podcast online at Friendly Town Radio on iTunes. Or other places if you're more cunning with Google and don't want to use the iTunes iPod app. But why would you? What else? What else do I need to cover before I bring up our last council member? There's a show afterwards. If you're sticking around for the show, you're going to owe somebody money. That's cool. You should check it out, though. Should be a good show. And with no further ado, I'm going to bring up our last city council member to hear what else. What I don't feel like there could be anything else we could be thankful for at this point. We've covered a lot of bases, but I think maybe he'll prove us wrong. Maybe he'll just repeat other people's sets verbatim for 5 minutes. Either way, I'm okay because I'm still thankful as much as I am for this last city council member. Y'all be thankful for Mr. Joshua Arnold, everybody.
So first off, I just learned that the internet password here is Roth Snatch. So my girlfriend of 6 years that's here with me tonight, her last name is Roth. So I can relate because she's definitely Wi-Fi material. So real quick, I'm thankful for the fact that when I went in the first bathroom here, and sat down to shit that I looked and noticed there was no toilet paper and went to the second bathroom, which had toilet paper, so that's good. I'm thankful for corn on the cob holders that make it look like the corn on the cob is an animal when you put it in there. I'm thankful for the fact that when I see cans of Beanie Weenies, I still laugh. Thankful for the fact that sometimes when you have your nose clogged the whole day, randomly, it'll just burn really bad and your nose fucking clears. That's the best feeling. I'm also thankful for the times that I can manage to apply deodorant while wearing a black shirt and not get any fucking stains on it. That's cool. I'm thankful for the fact that humans are not as diverse as other animals because our racism is fucking, like, bad with some lowball shit. Like, oh, you're a different color. Not like dogs, where they have a species of dog that looks like half its face melted and it became a Mad Max cosplayer. Fucking, or like the hairless cat that looks like, if there was a human version of that, they would just be a walking ball sack. Like, I can't imagine how fucking bad racism would be if we had that shit. I'm also thankful for my inspiration to do comedy, which was in first grade. This kid named Chaz opened my mind. He walks up when I'm just hanging out fucking playing with Pokemon cards and shit with my friends, and he walks up and he goes, hey, my name's Chaz. What kind of bees make milk? And we're all confused. And he goes, boobies. And he fucking, I wanted to be Chaz. Everyone died. I was like, shit, I gotta be this kid. So I started eating fucking Laffy Taffy and eating subpar popsicles that had jokes on them and shit just to fucking be funnier. And finally, one day I got my opportunity. I made it to the state spelling bee, which, like, every parent is ecstatic to be there because they know their kid's not going to be an athlete. So they're like, we got to fucking promote this. Like, hell yeah, he's doing something. And I get up on stage because my last name starts with an A, Josh A. Joshua, whatever. You got it. You know that part already. And I walk up to the mic. I'm really nervous because I've never been on stage before. And normally at the events I've been before to, I don't know why I phrase that weirdly, they give you a prompt, right? But I just walked up here. And all the parents start clapping and shit, and then there's silence, and then the guy just goes,
congratulations.
And I said, you're not going to make me spell anything first? And that silence right there is why I didn't get on stage for 25 years. So fuck you. Yeah, that's why it took me so long to try comedy. Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, so. So, cool. Shout outs to childhood bullies that come back 25 years later. Appreciate it. I'm thankful for Thanksgiving food binges and alcohol hangovers not ruining your experience for the next time you do it. So shout out to repeating your mistakes. That's cool. I'm looking forward to it this week. It's going to be fun. So lastly, I'm thankful that as a man, I don't have to go through the experience of women having doctor visits and learning about their bodies the same way, because... God, I get such an easier time. I can't imagine, like, if you're a woman before the point where people tell you how your body works, you just get to an age and your shit's bleeding everywhere and you're supposed to not think that you're fucking dying. That's crazy. And if you didn't know about pregnancy, you're just going along doing shit that feels great. And then all of a sudden, one day, a fucking human pops out of your body. What the fuck? Like, and then even when you do know about that shit, they're like, oh, yeah, you got another being inside of you. We're just going to rip everything apart and fucking pull them out. Like, oh, that's cool. They have gyno visits before they're 18 and they just shove cameras in there and shit and fucking, like, yeah, the worst thing you have as a dude is your hernia check, if you want to play sports or some shit, which I know it's not as bad as, so I'm thankful it's not as bad as the women's experience, but mine was still pretty rough, because, I'd never just showed my dick to another human before, at least, you know, from being beyond diaper changing age. And the whole time I'm psyching myself up that this, like, 50-year-old doctor guy is going to be the first dude that just, like, fondles my dick in a public setting. So I'm, like, going through the rest of the physical. And then finally he goes, like, well, it's time for the hernia check. So if you just drop trowel. I was like, okay. All right, I guess I'm ready. So I do it. And then he goes, all right, my nurse will be in here in a second. What? You can't fucking bait and switch me like that shit. Like, I just spent the last 30 minutes preparing for you to touch my dick, and now there's a nurse coming in. So this old lady comes in. She's about 80 fucking years old. She goes, all right, I'm ready to do the check. And she gets down and shit, and I'm, like, not prepared for this fucking scenario. She's like, turn your head and cough. And that's where, like, if you ever hear about the stressful scenarios that people find themselves in and whether or not they have a flight or fight reaction. It turns out my balls are flight and my dick is fight. My balls retreated like they were, you know, in a Russian war in the winter, and my dick was like an Olympic fencer. And that's the most awkward, like, 2-minute experience where I'm just there and it's fucking, I don't know why I was hard. I've never really examined that. Maybe I'm thankful for that. I just, whew, what a, that's the only time I've ever wanted to lose an erection in a woman's face, but it's, I just fucking stood there, I'll never forget it, and I'm thankful it's never been a thing in my life again, so that's it, I appreciate it.
All right, that's your last city council person, so good up for everyone who came up to the stage tonight, all the thanks that we've been given, good up for yourselves, for a great crowd, great night. Tyler would be proud of us and all we've got. Nothing haywire happened. I only sexually harassed one person per my record. So that's pretty good for unsupervised hosting. So we if the rest of y'all can keep the complaints to a minimum, Josh is going to register his. He doesn't need more than one, okay? This makes me look bad, all right? So with that said, I'm going to turn over the night to the show and thank everyone again for coming out and seeing Friendly Town. We're here every Monday, including next Monday, as far as I know, for Friendly Town Does Something That I Forgot the Theme Of. Good up, y'all. Have a great night.